You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump into the podcast, I'd first like you to go over and check out our other podcast, High School Hoops, the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, Funneled on Defense. Just finish this one first and then pull the car over or stop your run and go over and check the other ones out, download all of them. And leave a 5-star review. We'd love that. But we would like to give a shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish. I don't have a lot of sponsors that I talk about, and Dr. Dish is one of them. I believe in this machine. It is great. It has helped our team. You mention Coach Unplugged and they'll give you $400 off. That's all. That's probably the best compliment I can give. Is a lot of people approach me about talking about them and being sponsors on here. And Dr. Dish, I believe in them so much that that's why I do it. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It is what I would have wanted as a young 25-year-old coach. I would have wanted all of these resources and, you know, maybe it would have helped me win a few more state titles. I don't know. But from someone that's been a nationally ranked coach and had nationally ranked teams and won that numerous state titles, this thing is everything you need to take your team to the next level. We offer a 14-day free trial because we believe in it so much. Go over and check it out. And let's head off the podcast. Hey, Coach. Today we're going to do, I've launched a new podcast called Coaching Youth Hoops, and it's got its own feed. I'm going to give you kind of the introduction today with Coach Bill and myself, and we're going to talk about coaching youth basketball. And if you want to get episode 2 or you want to get any other future episodes, I'm going to put the link down below in the show notes. Coaching Youth Hoops. It can be found on iTunes and Spotify and everywhere you listen to podcasts. But we just thought that there was a need for a specific podcast talking just coaching youth basketball, just coaching, you know, kind of K through 8th grade. And we're going to pivot into it and hopefully you all listen, subscribe and like it and leave us some reviews. So I hope you enjoy and off to the podcast.
All right. Welcome to the first episode of Coaching Youth Hoops with Steve Collins, the expert coach, Steve Collins, and Bill Flitter. That's me. Steve, awesome. When did we come up with this concept? This must have been, I would probably say a year ago, maybe. And we're finally here for our first episode. It feels like a year. Maybe that's a COVID year.
No, I think it was at least a year, don't you think?
I think it was a year.
It was when we were stuck in our basements or whatever we were.
Yeah, when we had all that kind of time, right?
I feel bad that we used to meet all the time and talk about like school stuff and business stuff and all that. Yeah. It's like, I feel bad. It's like, well, the world came back. You know?
Well, we also had a, yeah, we got our season back. So, you know, that took some time. Took
I know you started coaching. So you found out like, holy crud, how busy you get.
You know, you said to me, I still remember this. You just laughed. I mean, that's pretty much what you did. You laughed, right? And like, you have no idea. I'm like, oh, come on. I do too. I've coached before, coached high school, right?
Right.
Never was a varsity head coach over two programs and everything else. And it goes along with that. But anyway, that, I'm glad I did it.
It's the analogy, but I tell people it's like trying to build a plane as you're flying it.
Yeah. Yep.
You just, it's this crazy, like you think you have everything mapped out. And, you know, I was recently talking to a coach that was applying for some interviews, and he's got this great, probably a 50-page like thing he's going to take. And it's like, I look at it and it's like, that's great because it shows the administration you're ready, but half that stuff's not going to work because it's like, you're just going to try to keep your head above the water, you know,
that's
the beginning. I know, it's crazy.
But hey, why are we here? Because we want to help youth coaches. So what's a youth coach, right? So we're kind of thinking third grade through eighth grade.
Yeah. I think it's non-high school.
Non-high school. Yep. So it would be AAU teams, you know, CYO teams, YMCA team coaches, any volunteer coach out there not getting paid or maybe getting a little stipend or what have you. Just there's a huge need to help, you know, and I have a vision. I'll tell you my vision. Okay. You know, I told you I just got back from vacation last week and, you know, reading book.
Where'd you go on vacation? First off, I read a whole book.
That's impressive. Dude, like over 2-3 days. That's a huge accomplishment. I got these books sitting that take me weeks to read because by the time I get to have the opportunity to read, I'm falling asleep, right? But anyway, went to Pismo Beach, which is about 3 hours south of San Francisco. It's literally right in between San Francisco and LA.
Okay.
Halfway. Cal Poly is the college near there. So Yep. San Luis Obispo is the bigger town that's you know, that it's near. So yeah, no, it was great. Sat on the beach. So I had a vision. And I know we were going to do this podcast. Here it is. I'm saying it out loud. First time ever. You're hearing it live right here on the show. I want to help 1 million kids learn the game of basketball. Okay. But how do you do that? Right. By helping the coaches. I can't help 1 million kids. I'm only one person. So
right.
If you help the coaches, help the kids, right. Then we've accomplished something. Right.
And I think part of what you and I were talking about too, is like, I help a lot of high school coaches, but there's only a limited number of high school coaches. And there's a bigger impact on the kid that maybe is a baseball player that actually plays basketball on his youth team, or, you know, maybe is a violinist or something like that, but still plays back. I think you're right. I think we can help the coaches that this is not what they like. A lot of the people I help, this is what they do.
Right.
You know, they're high school basketball coaches, and anybody that's a high school basketball coach knows it's a year long process. Mm-hmm. As I'm laughing, thinking about my spring and summer right now. But these youth coaches, you know, are volunteers, our moms, our dads, our uncles, that kind of jump in and got to kind of figure it out for 3 months when they see their kids twice a week kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you and I coached our sons. You coach your son. I coach my son. It's like little league. It's like, I was thinking at 3 o'clock and practice is at 4:30. I was thinking, oh crap, what am I doing at little league practice tonight?
That's right.
You know, kind of thing.
Well, and you, actually it's a really good question. I wrote down today thinking, I don't know if I know the story. I was thinking about this. So one day you're not coaching. The next day you're coaching. How did that happen for you?
When
your son was, did it start with your son? You just woke up one day and like, yeah, they need a coach. I'm going to volunteer. I mean, what was your journey?
Youth? You talking about
youth? Yeah. Youth. Yeah. You have to go back in the way back machine on that one.
Oh yeah. I'm just trying to think.
30 years, 40, 30 years.
So with my son, it was more like he was always just taking along with me. And so
you coached high school first.
I did. I did. Okay. I've been coaching high school. I mean, I was student teaching and coaching. So that was late 80s. I was coaching. That was my first job, was like in eighth grade middle school when I was student teaching. And I was playing college basketball. So I was coaching and playing at the same time, my senior year. And then I got my first teaching job. And then I still remember that. I was just worried about what I was, I think it was, I was teaching algebra or something. I don't even remember what I was teaching. And I remember the coach pulling me in and go, "Hey, we have a freshman coaching job. Do you want it?" And I was only a freshman coach for 1 year. From a growth standpoint, I think that could have maybe been a little bit longer. Because then I became like a sophomore coach and a JV coach. And, you know, you move up that chain and things, different things change. You don't get as much autonomy at that point. But yeah, I mean, then eventually got married and then had kids. And then, you know, Drew and Emma were just kind of tagging along and all that kind of came into play after that. But some of my greatest memories are coaching youth basketball.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I didn't know. I thought maybe you had started, with the young kids first and then worked your way up.
No, I've been coaching. It's 30 years. It's basketball has always been, I can't remember a point when basketball, part of the reason I probably started teach hoops, cause I know my coaching career is getting near the end. For me choosing that, not anybody else, as a head coach. So I'm not comparing myself to Coach K or Coach Williams or anything, but I think there's a point where you start, I don't think it's connection, but I think you lose, I don't know. There's something in the engine that just starts clicking a little different. And I'm starting to feel that slowly. It's like, you know, I'm 55 and they're 18. I still can, you know, I still do TikTok and try to, but I'm still an old guy. You know what I mean? And that's something with the youth. I think that when the kids are little and you're old, that connection isn't, you know, they look up to you in a different way, I think, especially those elementary kids.
Yeah. Elementary kids. Yeah. And it is tough, you know, coaching teenagers, right? I coach girls, trying to relate, being a male, not only trying to relate to them, right, but then them being teenagers. But I always say, you know, thankfully I still have a daughter in high school, so she makes sure I look a little cool, you know, in front of her.
Yeah, I wear my Yeezys. So tell me about you. Tell me about your, like, you were training. Like, so your journey is different than mine.
Completely different. Yeah. So I started coaching my son. It was one of those things. They needed a coach. I'm like, okay, I'll do it. I played, you know, so I can coach, right?
Right.
I remember my first year, talk about memories, my first year. I had no idea. Playing and coaching, as you know, are two different things. I had no idea.
I think that's a topic for a future one, because for youth coaches, I think that's definitely a topic for a future one. Because think about, like, I played college basketball and then I went to camps, but I wasn't paying attention to what they were doing at the camps.
No.
So I think I think that first, even for me, for someone that had coached 15, 20 years, probably by that point, when I walked in with Drew's first, second grade, it's a totally different world.
Oh yeah. And trying to keep their attention and all of that. Yeah. I had no idea what I was doing though, but I was organized.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
And I always had in my head a plan, right? So there was always a systematic plan. But we were running, you know, if I look back now, it would not be the advice I would give to a youth coach, but I do have to say it worked, because I had a really talented team in third grade. If you can believe that, they could shoot, they could dribble, right?
If you can dribble in third grade, you're God. Yes, yeah. Yes.
they were a really athletic class. And we were running plays. And somebody suggested five-out offense. I'm like, oh, okay, we'll try that, right? But we literally had plays. And they did it. They executed on the plays. And, you know, looking back, I would never tell a youth coach, you know, do plays. Right. I mean, we literally, I still have them, and I laugh. And my son, who was on that team, he still remembers things from that team. We were undefeated that season, right? You know, we got T-shirts made, national, it was called national champ. We were in this national league. So we called it national. We were the national champions, 13-0. And so if I'm wearing that T-shirt, some people will stop me saying, national champions? That's impressive. They're thinking the whole United States, right? Anyway, so that's how I got started.
Did you get rings made?
No, we should have got rings made. That would have been great. I still have that T-shirt. I kept it just for, I'm like, I don't know if it fits anymore, but I kept it.
You can always make it into like a blanket or one of those Afghan things.
That's right. T-shirts. That's right. Yes. Yeah. But that's how my journey started, coaching my son, third grade. I coached him all the way to eighth grade. And then my daughter jumped in. But then I remember local high school here, local Catholic school, De La Salle, powerhouse in basketball for years. And I thought the coach always did a clinic, and I always stayed, a coach's clinic, and I always stayed in touch with him. And every year, you know, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, I would always call him up and say, hey, I'm starting we did CYO league. I'm starting the CYO season. Can we sit down and talk X's and O's? And he was always willing to do it. And then one day I said, you know, I'd really love to coach high school someday. And he says, great, I have an opening. Can you start next week? And that's how, and then I'm like, of course, what came out of my mouth? Yes. Right away. And then what did I have to do after that?
Go home.
I'm like, honey, I'm coaching basketball. Right. So I did that for 3 years. I coached the freshman team at De La Salle for 3 years, boys. So that's how I got started.
I bet that was fun.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, I learned a lot from, unfortunately, the coach was there 1 year. I had three different coaches and three different varsity coaches in 3 years. But the program still stayed, was still competitive. One guy, the guy who hired me left and went to coach college at USF. The next guy came in who actually played there, and then family situation moved him out to Colorado. And the third guy that came in actually played there as well. He after a couple of years, he left. He just left actually last year to coach college. So, yeah.
Wow.
Pretty great experience.
And then who got it after him? Another player.
Yeah, actually coached. He was a coach. He was Randy Bennett's assistant coach at St. Mary's College, right down the street from where I am. So
it's funny how that works. It's like Blue Bloods kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you hire your own kind of like North Carolina, Duke, kind of like they. Mm-hmm. There's some theory with that too, that you kind of, you know what you're getting into.
Exactly. And you know the system, you know the traditions, culture, right? It's already there. It's already established.
So you stated a million players we want to help.
Million players.
So people that are listening to this, where are we going? Because I told Bill before we got on, I'm letting him run this train because I've got four other podcasts and I'm going to let him run this.
Yeah.
But what do you see for us?
Yeah, you know, the big vision here is, you know, we'll start with this podcast and just educate coaches, right? And then, you know, we're going to be adding in a Facebook group, and we'll have, you know, things you can download and get, and, you know, blueprints, and, you know, we're going to map out everything for you so you don't have to think.
Yeah, we'll put that down. We'll put the Facebook group down below too, so people that are listening,
keep
running on the treadmill.
That's right. And we have a few months before your basketball season starts. We're shooting the first one here in, April. So Yep, we'll get this out. And
now there's people playing basketball now on the other side of the world.
That's true. So they're playing summer hoops. That's right. You're right.
They're playing summer hoops. And there's like, I got a Teach Hoops member who just emailed me this morning that's in Australia and they're playing. He ended up losing pretty badly. He's a youth coach. So that's the good thing about the other side of the world is their season's kind of opposite ours. You get over there, they're in their seasons right now. But I think that will be great. What I tell people too, and I'll give them, my email address is steve@teachhoops.com. But if there's topics for youth you want, a couple places, go to the Facebook group is probably the best place. And say, hey, how do you do this? Because that's what happens in my Facebook groups. What are you struggling with? How can we help? And then you and I can deep dive into it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
There's nothing that you've gone through that probably I haven't seen at some point in 30 years.
That's right. Yeah. And I just want to make, everything that I wish somebody would sat down and told me.
Right.
Right. That I had to learn on my own. Even, reading your stuff on Teach Hoops definitely was helpful and propelled my coaching career, but it's this conversation, it's in the weeds stuff that matters, right?
Yeah.
And talking through these issues and really trying to understand, the X's and O's. And that's what I'm looking, that's what I'm excited about, having those conversations with you, pulling in, outside people to also share their journey, their stories, pulling in questions from our listeners. And really addressing, the questions that they have and make sure we touch upon them.
Because this bucket is much bigger than the high school bucket.
Yeah. And there's different styles, right? You just have the rec leagues all the way up to the very competitive youth leagues, right? And as I was thinking through, some of the topics that we're going to talk about, it's like, well, are you a youth coach who just, has got one practice a week?
On two baskets,
right? Or are you a competitive AAU team where in third grade they're pressing you, right? Like, okay, well, that's such a wide span of skills that you need.
So again, I'm a stats teacher for those of you that don't know, but the spread or the standard deviation is much bigger at the youth level.
Yeah,
and even when you deal with a small high school team to a really De La Salle time, like a really top-notch one, that variation, they still deal with most of the same issues for the most part. Some of them obviously nationally, but the youth is like, kids can't dribble to the point where you said that these eighth graders are probably being recruited at the youth level. Yeah.
Seriously.
There's a big spread there. Yes, I would agree. Yeah. All right, until next week, huh, Coach?
Yes, until next week. Happy to do this with you. I'm pretty excited to kick this off.
Yeah, we did a good job, I think. All right, till next week. Bye.
Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.